So, day one, kicking this off, and luxuriousness. And I know for a fact that probably I'm going to get a whole load of messages saying there was a whole lot of blocks in the way, and I couldn't get there, and I wanted to be there, and blah 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 blah, because a container like this stirs up stuff, which means that you're going to be asked to up level and make changes. And so your crap comes to the surface. That's the whole point of doing a container like this. And I always think challenge is a word that everybody uses, but it's not really the right word to describe what I do. Because a challenge sounds hard, and it isn't about being hard, it's about ease and grace and releasing and allowing the truth to come forward. So, yeah, we just want to let that crap go. That's the which leads us into kind of tapping into your luxurious mindset, which is what we're focusing on today. So just let me know whether you're watching hashtag replay, and if you're here live, just how you've been getting on with the meditation. Because if you haven't got it, you haven't downloaded it, you're not watching it, you need to grab it. The link's in there because it's a big part of being part of this challenge. Okay, or being part of this immersion, this container, because it's going to be bringing up stuff. It's ready for you to tap into, so that you're not just doing it on your own, but you are utilizing it as a tool for this. So, tapping into your luxurious mindset. So, to do this, I want you to just really to think about what luxuriousness. Luxuriousness means to you. Okay, if you've been listening to the meditation, the visualization, you're guided through. Oh, nice to hear you swimming through the crap. Well done, good effort. And swimming, yeah, just letting it flow. But the meditation's going well, and it's very powerful. I have actually been using it myself, and yeah, it's really powerful. So it's quite fun. And I was laughing because actually I shared with all the clients yesterday. So I've just been signed up for being I have a brand, like a brand sponsorship. I've been sponsored with jewelry, sparkly jewelry. I'm not wearing it today. It's arriving very soon. But that arrived as a little thing that came out of doing the meditation. It was something I said I wanted, and it appeared. And then I got asked four times on one day from four different companies, which is really fun. So I've got some jewelry coming, all for free, all for free. Very lovely. Thank you, Kim. Thank you. I know it's just silly, and I see it as total fun, but I love it because I love sparkly things. They resonate with my soul. My soul is sparkly. When you think about when you're in that, when you're in the sea in the meditation and it's sparkly and diamonds, this is the frequency of, I know for my soul, it is the frequency, the higher frequency, and therefore I want to wear sparkly things. And so I'm quite happy to have jewelry. I think it's fabulous. So where was I? Where was I? We were tapping into your luxuriousness. So what does luxuriousness mean to you? As you've been doing the meditation, the feelings that you've been getting from it, and when you think about, you came onto this for a reason, you wanted more luxuriousness in your life. Now, I describe it a certain way, but I want you to describe how you see it. Okay? So drop in the comments, whether you're on hashtag replay or doing it now, how do you see luxuriousness? What does it mean to you? Okay, so to me, luxuriousness, when I'm in that connection, it's actually as I said, the connection of my soul. It means spaciousness. It means expansion. It means flowing and things showing up that are of quality, not quantity, although quantity is nice. But much more quality in sort of it's unfolding, it's flowing. I feel in my body, I feel fluid, I feel bouncy, I feel joyful, I feel sparkly when I'm connecting to the feelings of it. I feel sexy as Mark, basically, when I'm in luxuriousness, I feel super sexy. And when I do that meditation, actually, I see myself. I'm always, and I don't wear bikinis, but actually, since I've been doing that, I've been thinking, I really want to get a bikini. I feel so sexy in this bikini, and my body feels really sexy. And that sort of luxuriousness through my body. So for you, it's luxury is cozy, comfy, fluffy, relaxed, bubbly like champagne. Lovely. Really nice. Yeah, so it's got that sort of bubbly feel, but it feels much more, for you, it feels much more sort of soft and, yeah, it's kind of got that softness. For me, it's more fluid. And it's a very personal thing that you're tapping into these different elements, because we have different elements at different times and what we want to put into our lives to have that luxuriousness. If, you know, you're doing the meditation and you're thinking about this over the next week, it's very hard to have something in your life if you don't really know what you're tapping into, which is why the meditation is so powerful. Yeah, I've been in a very plush hotel during my meditation. Yeah, so you felt a bit sexy. Yeah, absolutely. It just feels so gorgeous. Say hi when you arrive. So yeah, luxuriousness can really bring out in our bodies, and I feel it brings out sensuality. I mean, the meditation is very sensual. The whole thing, when you're in the flow of receiving, if you were living in a, you know, 5-star, 7-star, 8-star life, you know, if you were already living in that VIP way of being, you would be guided through people treating you like a VIP and also supplying things that are of quality, not quantity. So if we're asking that question, what does luxuriousness, you know, feel like, look like for you? Because we're going to be unfolding with that. All right. Say hi when you arrive. So I want you to really think about when you're thinking about I'd just like to ask, say hi when you arrive. I'd like to check in with you to see if you're thinking about what luxuriousness is and you've been doing and listening to the Luxurious Living Meditation. What resistance has it brought up for you? Like, or awarenesses it's brought up for you that you want to share, that maybe you've noticed as you've been feeling it, the difference between how it feels when you're in that luxurious state, whether that is something of sumptuousness and sexy and fluid or comfy and fluffy, or what that feels like to you. What's the opposite? What is there anything that's been brought up that perhaps you've noticed in your life, that or awarenesses you've had? Just drop them in the comments or on the hashtag replay, because so that, you know, we can check in, because it's going to be bringing up the resistance. As I said at the beginning, the reason why, you know, I might be getting messages that say, I couldn't get here on time and blah, 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 because doing this container, raising your frequency, is going to bring up the rubbish in the way. Basically, the energetic, emotional resistance to actually having this uplift that you really, really want to embrace having a more luxurious life. And for me, that is so much about receiving all the time. Like you in the meditation, I guide you through, you know, you have a desire, you have thirst and it's met. You have hunger and it's met. You have a need to get cool and swim and, you know, float around in the water and it's met. You feel the desire to give generously and you have an abundance of money and you're giving love and receiving love all the way through. So, it's going to notice for you anything. So if you want to drop that in the comments, just to think about it. Now, as I said, this is so much more when there's, you know, if you're on and you're watching and you've got questions, then share them, because this is interactive. Otherwise, you're not going to get the most out of this if you don't share. So sharing that panic around money, finances, feeling on a roundabout, same things turning up over and over again. Can you explain a bit more? So the resistance feeling that you've come up is that suddenly the conflict of, oh, is this real? Because that's often what your brain wants to say, by the way. Once you're shifting the energy, or you're expanding yourself, connecting to your soul, what you really, really want, you're going to get all this little like, oh, don't, you know, it's not real, and money's not going to show up, and total rubbish, by the way. Total rubbish. total rubbish. But just to expand that a little bit for me, and we're going to do a little exercise. So if you're, I can see there's a few other people on, so do jump on and let me know. If you can answer some of the questions, that would be great. So if we do this, I really wanted to ask a question. I'm just going to wait for that expansion of that question to be answered. I'm just talking about resistances, because we want to tap into your luxurious mindset. So Facebook is catching up. Okay. Is it going to work out for me? Yeah, is it all going to, it's happening, and that's one of the biggest fears. Is it going to work out for me? It's already happening, it's starting to happen, but will it work out for me? That's a huge, huge fear that comes up for as we shift, and it's normal, because in the past we've tried to do things from a, what I would call DIY method, which is do it all myself without the universe, and we wouldn't have the energy, the creative energy that goes behind it. And this is a program, you know, a challenge that is about tapping into flow, tapping into the universe, tapping into your soul and your magnetic, powerful self. And I know that there's some of you who are on this who are new to my work. So welcome, welcome, welcome. You've seen my stuff, but which is fabulous. And it's about this experience, which is why I've given you the luxurious living meditation, to really get an experience of feeling what it is that's going to shift. So, yeah, it's now, you know, you've got to make a decision. You know, are you worthy of this luxurious living? Of course you are. Are you worthy of being in flow? Of course you are. But it's deciding. It's going to be a key thing of this tapping into this decision that I'm going to trust what's on the inside more than what I see on the outside, because that is just old news energy. Yeah, it's things that you created from the past, from your mindset that was like, I can't have it, limitations, it wasn't here before, somebody told me I couldn't have it, blah, blah, blah. I'm not quite sure what that means, Kerry. So I've got a little question for you, all right? So just take a moment to just lean back, and we're gonna, you might want to explore this question more with your journal, okay? But I really want you to ask, and we're gonna play full out for a minute. Okay, let's play full out. So, having really felt into what your luxuriousness is, and I would recommend, by the way, as your activity for today, okay, is after your meditation, is to take 5-10 minutes to write, all right, to write all the ways that you feel after the meditation when you're fully connected in the luxurious state, and write about it. Write about how you feel, write about what you see, dive in, connect in, lock it in, okay? Not just do the meditation, but then sit and write about it, how you're feeling, tap into what you saw, what you were feeling, how it felt to be receiving all those things. Use your language to lock it in. And you're kind of, when you write, you're also bringing it into a new level of reality. So we're bringing it through your hands, through your physical being. So we're not just taking it from your mind and your energy, we're bringing it into a physicality. It really helps lock it in. So your activity from today is to take time after every time you meditate with the visualization to lock it in by writing about it, how you feel, and you're going to start to notice how easy it is to write from that space when you connect with it, because you're going to be tapping into flow energy, luxurious, abundant, expansive energy. So, when you're doing that, and you may want to check in with this question afterwards, but we're going to play for this moment. So let's suspend everything, connecting to that feeling of your luxuriousness, and just think about the words, whatever you used to describe luxurious energy. Lean back in your chair, just for a moment. Lean back, open your chest, open your legs, just lean back into an open state. If money and resources were done, okay? If the money was done, the resources were done, there's no limitations because it's just done. That worry, that fears, those thoughts, it's just done. You know it's done, the order's done, but it doesn't even mean what you've ordered something in particular is done. It's just done. You have money, it's done. You are rich, it's done. You feel that when you do your meditation, it's done, it's done, it's done. So we're just expanding, going, if the money was done, the resources are done, there's no limitations, okay? Fully no limitations, and you felt deeply supported, loved, and safe in your decisions and actions. So just really feel about that. It feels that you're deeply loved, supported in your actions. You feel safe in your decisions and actions. What would you change in your life now so it became more luxurious? What would you add to your life now so it became more luxurious? Okay. So, is there something that has to be removed? What would you change about your life? And maybe something you want to add to your life to make it more luxurious now. Okay? And really think about that. If it was something you were going to change, and we'll just jot them down first and we'll explore it for a second. I'm just going to write that in the comments box. So, if money and resources were done. So no limitations, and you felt completely loved, supported, and safe in your decisions and actions. What would you change? Change about your life now. And we're exploring anything that needs to be removed or added. Okay. So, if you want to jot down any answers that you have noticed, if there's anything you want to share now. So, if money and resources were done with no limitations and you felt completely loved, supported, and safe in your decisions and actions, what would you change about your life now? What would maybe you'd remove and what would you add to make it more luxurious? Sorry, I forgot to put in that. Let's go add. Be more luxurious. 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 I don't think I spelled that right. That's what. Luxurious. Okay. Okay, lovely. So I change where I shop for more luxurious eating. Dining out in fine restaurants, okay, and plan for my upgrades in my new home. Okay, so there's an example. So I want you to just, if anybody else wants to share, that would be great. So let's just, for example, you think about, okay, I change where I shop more luxurious eating. Let's just think about that for a minute about, well, how would that feel? Like, if you are changing the way you eat, okay, and you're feeling that luxuriousness of it, what would that look like? Like, what does it feel like? What's it going to give you and why? Okay, so let's just look at that one for a second. What's it going to give you and why? Explain it a bit more. Go a bit more deep with yourself. But if it was done and you were living, having more luxurious eating, what does that look like? Yeah? What does that feel like? So just play with it for a second. What is it that you're actually wanting? Okay. If anybody else wants to put on the hashtag replay, we're diving into what would something look like? So you've answered the question, and now you're going to play with yourself or write in the hashtag replay. Is the thing that you've thought, what would I change? Yeah, what would I change? What would be the instant thing? And what would I add? Okay. How would that feel? Answer that question. You've put in a little bit, but what did it feel like? Yeah, you've said here, healthier lifestyle, supporting local farm shops. What does that feel like when you do that? And what does that really mean? Okay, you're saying healthier lifestyle. I don't know what that means. Okay, why should your luxuriousness equal healthier lifestyle? So tell me, what does that mean? Okay, what would you be adding into your life if it's a healthier lifestyle? Just explore this a little bit more. And it's the same for you guys. So when you're looking at this, thinking about what would it really feel like? If I'm changing something, what am I going to get from it? How's it going to feel? Okay. And then how can I do some of this in my life now? Because we want to be putting luxuriousness into your life now, which is why we're just tapping into this one thing about the food. Okay, so how would it feel? I want to know how it feels and what does that look like? What would a healthier look lifestyle look like? What is it actually you're trying to say? So that you can start putting some luxuriousness into your life. You've got to take some action, all right? Some physical action. For example, the other one that you said was plan for the upgrades in my new home. Well, you don't have to wait for that. Yeah? You can start. One of the greatest things that you could do is get a Pinterest board and start planning. Start dreaming, start planning, start playing. Start a Pinterest board is such a great way of you looking at ideas for your new home that you've got, which is wonderful. You want to keep the energy high and to start, adding things to a board and you can do it in a It's just a really great way of putting your ideas down into a visual way. So I'm just waiting to see your results on there. What does healthier lifestyle mean? So yeah, that gives you the ideas. So you want to get a playful attitude to this because what can happen is we can think, oh, well, these things are great. I can only have them when. Yeah. But we're shifting that. We're tapping into a luxurious lifestyle now, luxurious living now, so that you're shifting your frequency, not just through the meditation, but bringing it into the physical realm now and start seeing more shifts happen now. And you'll be seeing them happen in the week. There is no reason. So, okay, so it would feel fresh and loving for my body. Absolutely. Okay. So we've got it would feel nice to browse around local farm shop and buy fresh fruit and veg. Well, you can go browsing around a fruit and farm shop now. There's absolutely no reason. You can buy fruit and veg as cheaply. You can buy it in Lidl's, Aldi. There are farm shops. If you went and bought one carrot a week from a farm shop, you would feel happier than not doing any of it. Yeah. You said I've mentally decorated my entire flat right down to the yoga room and sauna. Gorgeous. Mentally, but where's the physical? Okay. So go get a Pinterest board. Yeah. Or create a big, you can get a big, board and do it in the physical form, but it's so much harder to do it like that with a, magazines and stuff, but you can do it that way. A Pinterest board is a great way of you not having to cut things out, and you can bring it out of the mental and into the action. Got to take this step from it being a mental only, energy only, into an action. So there's two things for an example for you, Kerry, of, you know, no longer sitting in a place of waiting for your luxurious living. You can buy fresher food. So even if you bought one thing that was more organic or bought from your fruit and veg shop, you can go and wander around fruit and veg shop. Nobody said you had to buy anything, but I would highly recommend buying one thing from the fruit and veg shop, even if it's an apple, a carrot, or whatever. If you've got to shift the mindset of I don't have enough into actually I can be more playful about this. And if I was to decide that I want to have more fresh, loving food, delicious food in my body, then how can I shift from, you know, what I am buying at the moment to what I want to buy? Yeah. So how could I add, like, I have an obsession for tender stem broccoli. I mean, absolute obsession. And it makes my body like yummy. It loves it. But I'm always looking for simplified things. And we, you know, we're looking at this food bit, but it's always looking for how can I be more luxurious about the way that I'm treating my body, my life, myself. I'm allowing more abundance. This is what luxuriousness is all about, of course. It's abundance. It's about love. It's about that flowing of energy. So, but we've got to shift it from just the mindset to the physical. We want to tap into the mindset and make it into an inspired action. So if you want to share any feedback about how you can actually take small steps to see it happen now without putting up the barriers for yourself of actually going, because there's no reason you can't buy one carrot from a farm shop. There's no reason you can't shift to buying one lot of organic stuff from Lidl's or Aldi or, you know, something. There is no reason you can't create a Pinterest board, because that's, you know, it's totally free. So it's looking at how can I dream and take action. All right. So I'll just wait for any last fill in. So we'll be coming up for today. If you join me live or put on the replay and I will answer, but I highly recommend be here live. A, because it's easier to be bounced with. B, because this is a Q&A as well, this is active, but your activity for today is in, the question is in here. So if money and resources were done with no limitations and you felt completely loved, supported and safe in your decisions and actions, what would you change about your life now? Something you might remove or add? Drop your answers in the comments so we can see. I can answer anything you want me to answer. Or we can answer them tomorrow probably, but I'll be here again at 7 o'clock. I know that some of you are around the world, so it's not always easy. Get on and listen to your meditation. If you haven't, get on and listen to it. I would recommend listening to it twice a day. It's so powerful. If you want to see shifts, I would listen to it twice a day. And your activity for today is to spend 5-10 minutes after listening to the meditation to really lock it in by writing about how you feel and how, yeah, everything feels, you know, that experience and what you see, and just lock it in, really lock it in. And of course, every day I'm giving you an amazing get up and go, feel the vibe, feel joyful tune to start your day with. They're all fun. Use them. Lift their vibe. Lift your vibe. So to answer any last comments, so I would definitely do the Pinterest board. That's fabulous. I wonder what you would do about shifting for the food, yeah? To making one effort and going around a farm shop and, you know, buying more luxurious food. It means making that choice, even if it's one small step either way. Instead of coming out of that waiting, you're just making the small shifts that are not going to take away from you. All right. We're not asking you to do things that are going to put you into panic mode, but into luxurious mode. So I'm wishing you all much gorgeous love. If you've watched this, drop it in the replay. Say hi, any questions, and I will be here tomorrow. Lots of love. Bye.